I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, December 10th. The Quincy City Council continues to review the proposal to extend the lease that Quarry Hills Associates has with the city to run the Granite Links Golf Course by 50 years. The Ordinance Committee last night heard public comments about the need for Quarry Hills to update the playing fields, bathrooms, and parking lots at that site. Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash, speaking as an attorney, also suggested that penalties be added to the lease if Quarry Hills fails to live up to the lease agreements. Jim Powers of Powers and Sullivan Accounting also suggested that an independent, in-depth audit of Quarry Hills be conducted. The Ordinance Committee meeting was continued without a vote last night. A judge yesterday approving a motion from both the prosecution and the defense to push the start of Karen Reed's second murder trial back 3 months. A new court filing showed that the retrial of Reed will not take place until April 2025 at the earliest, after Norfolk Superior Court Judge Beverly Canoni signed off on the motion, which was initially filed in November. In the joint motion, the prosecution and defense argued that moving the retrial from January to April would create a more efficient presentation of evidence. Days after Reed's first trial ended with a hung jury and a mistrial, Canoni scheduled Reed's retrial for January 27th. The Supreme Court's currently determining if jurors who sat through Reed's first trial for the death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe will be questioned about their deliberations. The Supreme Court will issue a written decision that could take 4 months before it's published. Reed's lawyers have been fighting to dismiss her second-degree murder and leaving the scene of a deadly crash charge for double jeopardy reasons. Double jeopardy is a legal protection that prohibits anyone from being prosecuted twice for the same crime. Reed's accused of hitting O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die after a night of drinking. The defense has sought to portray Reed as the victim, saying O'Keefe was actually killed inside Brian Albert's home and then dragged outside and left for dead. The DA's office opposes Reed's bid to get the charges dropped and argues that the judge was correct when she ruled all of Reed's charges should remain for her retrial. The judge recently denied Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan's request for phone records from Reed's parents. Prosecutors have also asked the judge to exclude a medical expert who took the stand in the case's first trial. Police in Stoughton have arrested a woman following a road rage incident that resulted in a crash yesterday. About 3:45 in the afternoon, Stoughton police said they responded to a motor vehicle crash into a building on Canton Street and arrested one of the drivers. 44-year-old Aaron McElroy from West Bridgewater was arrested and charged with malicious damage to property, negligent operation of a motor vehicle, and disturbing the peace, after police said she rear-ended another vehicle and pushed that vehicle into the building. Investigators found that immediately after crashing into the other vehicle, McElroy exited her vehicle and struck the other vehicle several times with a metal pipe. Police said the driver of the vehicle that struck the building suffered serious injuries and was taken to Boston Medical Center. McElroy was taken to Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton for an evaluation. Police said she would be booked upon her release. Police said the case is still under investigation and that further charges may be filed. Preliminary findings suggest that the oil that leaked into Boston's muddy river from Leverett Pond in Brookline came from a storm drain, according to the Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. MassDEP estimates that roughly 100 gallons of home heating oil was released, prompting multiple agencies to capture birds from the waterway for their protection. The cleanup effort began Sunday night when the oil was first detected. Wildlife experts from the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth headed to the scene to save the birds. 11 Canadian geese and one mallard duck were initially brought into the center for treatment. Yesterday, the effort continued to save roughly 40 animals in total. Boston firefighters also put booms into the river to contain the oil leak. Heating oil is particularly caustic and dangerous to birds and humans alike. Wildlife officials say members of the public should not attempt to take animals from the river and should leave the job to the experts. The cause of the spill is yet to be determined. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch's mother-in-law has died. Loretta Keenan died suddenly on Saturday at the age of 90, surrounded by her family. Loretta Keenan was the mother of the mayor's wife, Christine, and also the mother of retired Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan, Senator John Keenan of Quincy, Quincy firefighter Matthew Keenan, another son, and two other daughters. She was married for 57 years to her late husband, Philip, born in Boston and raised in Roslindale. Loretta Keenan was married in 1956 and settled in Wollaston. She worked as a clerk at Filene's in Boston and at CNA Insurance in Quincy. She was active in St. Anne's Parish. Visiting hours are this Sunday from 2 to 6 at Cohane Funeral Home in Quincy, with a 10 a.m. Mass Monday at St. Anne's Parish. Interment will be at Pine Hill Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers may be made to the Daughters of Mary of Nazareth in Quincy. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back. Yesterday, the Dow was down 240 points. The NASDAQ dropped 123, and the S&P lost 37. Shares mostly higher in Asia. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at almost $68 a barrel. And sports, Bruins are in Winnipeg against the Jets tonight at 8 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mainly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees. For tonight, the rain begins late with a low of 33. Tomorrow, very windy with rain, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon, but very mild with a high tomorrow of 63 degrees. Sunshine returns on Thursday with a high of 40 and a sunny 36 for Friday. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves decreasing throughout the day today. North winds at 10 to 15 knots, also decreasing 5 to 10. High tide 6:40 p.m. Sunrise 7:02, sets at 4:11. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 3 p.m. and Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, December 10th.